This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Thursday, May 9th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here is what caught my eye this morning. Headline, Little Women LA's Christy Gibble seeking order of protection against her husband, Todd. Little Women, this is from TMZ, by the way. Little Women LA star Christy Gibble says she needs court-ordered protection against her husband, and she needs it now. The reality TV star filed court docs yesterday in LA, asking a judge to grant her temporary restraining order against her hubby of 5 years, Todd Gibble. TMZ's Christy sources claim Todd has been making life for her and her 19-year-old daughter from another relationship miserable in a number of threatening ways. Now, for one, Christy says Todd has been impersonating her via email and shutting her out of her social media accounts. She also suspects he's been ripping up her mail. On a more petty level, Christy says Todd's been doing stuff like unnecessarily raising the temperature in the house to unbearable levels. For that reason and others, Christy says she fears for her life and needs a force field between her and Todd. The married couple has been going through a tough time lately, as Todd's been battling depression. He told TMZ late last month that he'd been seeking treatment to better his condition, which he explained was severely affecting his marriage to Christy. At the time, Todd said, quote, "Right now, Christy and I live together, but we're just coexisting." There's been more drama at the home, it seems, in recent days. Social media posts Todd's been putting up paint a picture of constant arguing over family coming to visit and their dogs. Law enforcement sources tell TMZ Todd even called cops late Sunday night complaining about Christy's pup not shutting its yap when her niece came to visit. TMZ's told cops instructed them to figure it out amongst themselves. They tried doing that by boarding all three of their dogs for a day. That would have been Monday, but it appears Todd is now fighting with Christy about that too, saying she's not releasing his own dog Elvis to him and holding it hostage against his will. It's interesting, if push comes to shove, you got to wonder who'll have to move out. As the sources tell TMZ, both Todd and Christy are on the lease to their place. All right, a little real drama for reality show stars. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. Full disclosure, I watch Little Women LA, and I've watched Little Women LA from the beginning. I also watch all of the other Little Women shows, Little Women colon Atlanta. I watched the Dallas show. I watched the New York show, which was fantastic. Too bad they only did one season of it. It's fascinating to see a variety of things about how these women go about life. It's a lot of things I didn't know. So I've been educated about a number of things about the LP community, as they call it. But the biggest thing you take away is they're on a reality show, so there's drama. Now, a lot of it is contrived. They go on outings, they go on trips, they do stuff that clearly the producers came up with to go, hey, we need to have these girls doing something. Let's have them go horseback riding. They had one episode where they went dirt bike riding, which makes very little sense, but they did it anyway. They even recently came on a visit to Placerville up here in Northern California. Anyway, I digress. The whole thing is very interesting, but it points back to a bigger issue with the people who are on reality TV. And that is the fact that in reality, most of them have some pretty significant issues that they're dealing with. And that's what draws them to doing this sort of thing in a lot of cases. Some of them are perfectly fine. For some of them, it is how they decided they are going to add to their fame, which is how they make a living, which is, you know, moving forward with that. But for others, you can see that there's a struggle. And the Little Women LA in particular have had cast members drop off as they've had life events come up where they don't want to deal with being on TV in front of the cameras and things like that. Because for the average person, what is happening between Todd and Christy, no one knows about it. It doesn't make it anywhere. Not even a random police blotter when the cops show up and go, you all need to figure it out for yourselves. It's part of the double-edged sword of fame, if you will. And even on the level of Little Women LA, the back edge of that cuts you sometimes is the stuff you don't really want out there ends up out there, and it can be embarrassing. It can be a little humiliating. At the very least, it's like, I don't want everybody to know everything that's going on with my struggles. But you know what? Even if you're not famous, if you're dealing with someone who wants to bring a lot of drama, the advent of social media means that if you have a partner who wants to just throw you under the bus for the world to see, it's there for them too. So before you point and laugh, just remember, it could just as easily be you. Be kind to each other. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Got a thing to say, can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you, can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Hey mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so? Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say, can you hear me through the glass?